On behalf of Fox, we'd like to thank the city of Glendale for a great show, Super Bowl 42. Now to present the Vince Lombardi Trophy to the winning team of Super Bowl 42, the New York Giants Commissioner, Roger Goodell. Commissioner?
Ah, happy times for Giants fans. Glendale hosted the Super Bowl in 2008 and will again next year, and that means members of the Arizona Super Bowl host committee are in chilly New York and New Jersey this week in the run-up to this year's game. Jay Perry is the committee's president and CEO. We spoke yesterday by phone from New York, and I had to start with the issue that's almost overtaken the game itself. How's the weather?
You know, the weather is good. I dressed this morning for about 16 degrees. And so that feels a little foreign coming from Arizona to the New York Super Bowl. But so far we've got clear skies, which makes it nice.
Now, obviously, really, really cold weather, the possibility of snow is not something in all likelihood that you'll have to be worried about next year. But are there certain things that you can learn from the way that New York and New Jersey are handling their weather situation that may actually apply to Glendale?
You know, I think what we're learning in working with New York and New Jersey and just all the planning that they've put into it and all the contingencies, I think there are lessons from that just about how we work together between the business sector, the public sector, and the focus is how do we make it great for fans and how do we make it great for all of our business partners? So there's just lessons in that, even if we're planning on having clear blue skies in Arizona for sure.
Is there anything in particular that you're hoping to learn while you're there?
We are really focused on looking at the fan events, the media events, and overall operations and logistics. One of the new elements to Super Bowl, which grows and is certainly dynamic from year to year, is something called Super Bowl Boulevard. And so here in New York, they've blocked off about 14 blocks of Broadway right around Times Square and are creating a fun, free, fan, interactive festival, if you will. So we're bringing that idea back to Arizona, and we will plan that for 2015. So we'll get a lot of ideas from them about Super Bowl Boulevard.
When you talk about logistics that you're hoping to try to figure out, can you give us some examples of what you're hoping to find out about and maybe translate back to Arizona?
Well, Tuesday is what they call Media Day, where all the media comes and sees both of the competing teams. In the past, that's been done in the stadium where the game will be played. This year, for the first time in New Jersey, they're putting Media Day in a facility adjacent to the stadium. So just looking even at the layout, the operations of that, how they move the 5,000-plus media personnel in and out of Media Day will tell us and give us some lessons on how we might consider that, bringing it back to Arizona. So that's just one example.
Now, it strikes me that New York and New Jersey might actually be a really good template for the Phoenix area, because obviously not all of the events, as you just said, one of the events in Times Square, I'm guessing there's a lot going on in Manhattan itself, which is not right where the stadium is, which is a lot like how the Super Bowl went a few years ago when it was in Glendale. There were some events in Scottsdale, some events in Phoenix, and I presume that there will be some spread throughout the valley next year as well. So I'm guessing that this is actually a pretty good place for you guys to try to figure out maybe how to make things run even more smoothly, given the fact that not everything will be right in one particular area.
You know, that's exactly right. I mean, nothing's as big and as complicated as New York, and then you add in New Jersey. But for us in Arizona, you're right. It's an opportunity for us to make sure that we are involving Scottsdale, Mesa, Tempe, Paradise Valley, in addition to Phoenix. And so we do look at what are those transportation plans. How do we use our light rail system, our bus system, and really make it smooth for all the visitors? And what's great about Arizona is we know how to put on big events. We know how to host a large group of people. And so Super Bowl is certainly one of the biggest. But then it's how do we kind of take it to the next level and really showcase everything we have to offer and making it a great experience for the fans as well as the media. I mean, one of the big opportunities for Arizona is we'll have 5,000-plus media folks, you know, on the ground for the week leading up to Super Bowl. And there's just no better way to showcase our state and everything that we have to offer than really tapping into that media interest.
Given the fact that Glendale and the Phoenix area hosted the Super Bowl not all that long ago, Do you feel that there is maybe less for you to try to learn while you're there than there would have been otherwise?
No, that's a good question. There's always something to learn. But as you said, we have great experience. Since 1996, when we hosted our first Super Bowl in Arizona, and then the Super Bowl in 2008, by the time we've hosted in 2015, we will be the only market to have hosted three Super Bowls since 1996. And we're tied with New Orleans on that record. So there is a lot of great experience there that we can tap into. So then the opportunity is, how do we make it even bigger and better for our city, for our state? And that's about creating kind of a long lead up. So really using all of 2014 to get the community involved, to get folks signing up to be volunteers. We'll be doing a lot of community activities and events. And then when you get to the actual week and day of the game, then that's when we have all the folks come in from out of town to join us in this great activity and all the economic impact that goes along with it. So there's always lessons to be learned, and we always want to be the best, and we always want to be out in front. One of the things that we're real focused on in Arizona is we have this entrepreneurial business space that's building that has a lot of technology savvy. And so how do we become, as a community, out in front with social media, with digital media? And one of the things that we're going to look at while we're here is New York, New Jersey Host Committee has created a social media command center. So what does that look like? How do we staff it? How do we make sure that we're using that to keep people informed, but also as a nice customer service tool, which is how social media can be really effective too.
This is something that you obviously cannot control, but how much do you care? How much does it matter which teams are actually playing in the Super Bowl and whether or not they're close to Arizona or from the other side of the country or whether their fans tend to travel to games, that sort of thing?
You know, what's great about Super Bowl is it really transcends a sport. It transcends football. I mean, it's an event that everyone loves to be involved in. And so it almost doesn't matter who's playing because you have this great energy, even here in New York. I mean, I can feel that, you know, something's coming. All the media is talking about Super Bowl. So it really is a lot of fun, and you don't have to be a Super Bowl fan to participate in it. And that's what kind of gets me excited, is it's something bigger than one single event.
I'm curious, you'd mentioned a little bit earlier about public transportation, and obviously the Phoenix area's public transit system is not anything close. I don't think any city's is really all that close to what New York City's is. But
right.
I guess so when you look at how the city and how New York and New Jersey are getting people from New Jersey back to the city and vice versa, are there lessons there that can be applicable to Glendale?
There are lessons in that. What we've experienced is planning to come to New York, and that's a big undertaking to get everything organized and all the timetables, you know, laid out. And so a lot of it is about advanced planning and really communicating what you want people to do, how you want them to, you know, get from place to place, and giving them all the options. So I think what we've learned from just observing this Super Bowl and really the advanced planning of it is how can we communicate effectively and make people aware? And that starts, you know, on the ground with all of our partners there in Arizona and in the Valley to say, how can we work together to make this work? And that means all the airports, obviously the light rail system, all the private transportation companies. So there are a lot of tentacles that go into transportation.
Jay Perry is president and CEO of the Arizona Super Bowl Host Committee. Jay, thanks so much.
Mark, thanks so much for the time. I look forward to getting back to our warm, sunny skies in Arizona.
Yes, stay warm out there on the East Coast.
We will.